was it like working for Grant Cardone?
Amazing and brutal at the same time. You know, he's just, he's unreasonable. And that is part of his superpower is he just does not think with like, oh, is that like, it's just completely unreasonable, a completely unreasonable way of looking at things or what's possible or what can be done or why it's not getting done.
Yeah.
And so it always just is that constant press.
Yeah.
To get the most out of you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's very, assertive and, you know, very direct and doesn't mince words. And that creates a little bit of a tough environment, but that type of environment is what gets greatness out of people.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the people that get offended by it and can't tolerate it and can't stand it, you know, they don't really last.
Yeah.
But the people who actually are the achievers, that's what they want. It's like a pro football team, you know, like Bill Belichick is one of the greatest coaches that's ever coached football because he created an environment where people got the best out of themselves.
Yeah. Has there ever been times where you wanted to quit or maybe?
For sure. Of course. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think for everybody that happens.
Yeah.
There's always times where you're like, you think about, you know, what could I be doing differently or how could it be different if this, or, you know, throughout the years, people always want to offer you jobs and, you know, said no to 50 different things where people wanted to give me equity in companies or whatever, because I just was like, dude, this is the thing that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And every time I would go down those roads, it was always like, anytime I had those considerations, it almost always was a product of me not really being fully committed or engaged to the thing that I was in. And so I think when people get disconnected from the reason, the purpose, the thing that they're doing, that's when they start looking around and start getting distracted. And so for me, it was always like an indicator where it was like, okay, hey, if you're looking out here, what are you not focusing on here in front of you? What other opportunity is there that you're missing right now?
Yeah.
Or are you really committed right now? Like after 90 days, I almost quit with Grant. Like when I first started, because I was like, man, this is hard. I don't think it's going to work. Like, you know, I've sold 2 deals in 90 days.
Yeah.
And based on that track, like I'm going to go broke. Like I was making $2,500 a month living in LA.
No. It was that's tough. Yeah.
And so, you know, like it was just like, are you committed? Have you gone all in yet? And I'm like, you haven't. And so I started working, you know, we were in California at the time. So I'd come into the office at 6 a.m., work till 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And I did that five days a week. Saturdays, I'd come in from 6 until 1 or 2. Mm-hmm. And I did that for the first 2 years.
Wow. What about like, what's something that people don't know about Grant Cardone?
Well, I mean, I think that almost everybody gets him wrong because they take what they know about him on social and assume that that is who he is.
Yeah.
And he is a promoter and a marketer and an attention grabber. But I'll always tell everybody, I'm like, if you want the real Grant, go watch any Lewis Howes interview that Grant does. Mm. Like when those two get together, Lewis gets like the side of Grant out that nobody ever really sees, which is this like
soft,
caring, compassionate, like optimistic about people, like really cares about people. And I think that because of the bravado that he has in his social persona, I think people miss that and they completely misread him. And a lot of people who are some of our best clients today are like, man, I did not like Grant when I first came across him. And most people, I mean, I can't say most people, but a good percentage of people, when they first come across him, they're like, he's obnoxious. He's, you know, he's got a big ego, like all these things. But you know, the Grant that I know and that when people spend time with him, they get a different side of him. And so I think he's very misunderstood.
Okay. Interesting.
And I think that he's an easy guy for people not to like.
Yeah.
And because of how much visibility we have and all of the things that we have going on, you know, there's always people out there that want to create stories and, you know, like they make things up.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure they do about, you know, Ryan, you guys, Ryan and all that is they take some piece of information that wasn't credible in the beginning and then they go start running with that. And then it becomes a thing that was never really a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, you know, we've got this whole lawsuit right now that Grant filed, $100 million lawsuit for defamation.
Oh, yeah.
For somebody who was making unsubstantiated claims about the business that damaged us. Like it damaged the brand. Like we've had people that accepted jobs and then they go home, they tell their family and friends, they go do research and then like, yeah, hey, I can't come work for you guys because I saw this. So those things are damaging, but, you know, we keep winning.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you know, how much of an effect does that have? And I believe it's been more significant than 100 million.
Got it. Yeah. I want to talk about the lawsuit, but, so you run a business right now that makes 600. Okay.
Yeah. So the real estate business does, I think they did 330 million in revenue through the real estate business. We did 150 million.
Okay.
We have Cardo Ventures did 130 million. So I'm not involved in all of those.
So you run the 150 million.
Our business did 150.
Okay.
But across
still
all of
great.
The, yeah. Across all still, the businesses. Yeah.
Still a great number. Yeah. So, okay. So you're the president of a company that makes $150 million a year. What do you do every day?
Make sure everything's going right. Like, you know, okay. I mean, you know, when we, the business is very performance based. So it's, you know, we have high levels of spend, high levels of traffic. At this point, it's like, what are our numbers? So I'm checking conversion rates, spend rates, sales rates, back end conversion, what happens after the first touch, and then helping the teams manage all the projects. So
got it.
We're constantly creating new products.
Yeah.
Iterating on existing offers, trying new, you know, you're constantly in a state of optimization.
Yeah.
And it's working with the different departments, you know, what are the blocks that are happening with the sales team? Like we just went through and reset one of the scripts for one of the calls that we're doing, and it was like an immediate like lift in not only performance, but the salesperson's confidence because we structured in a way and trained them on in a way where it gave them more context about why they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, oftentimes people just teach the how.
Yeah.
And if you teach the how, you'll get the how, but your people will never understand why.
Mm.
And the why is really where the conviction comes from.